This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 14th of June. Records tumbled at the City of Chelmsford Festival as the home side bowled out for a pitiful 20 by Lancashire, who was by innings 105 runs. This is the lowest score in a county championship match since 1983, when Surrey made 14, ironically against Essex. Only Jake Mickleborough of the Essex batsman reached double figures as six were dismissed LBW and skipper James Foster was run out by man of the moment Glenn Chappell. Chappell finished with figures of 7.2 overs, 4 maidens, 5 for 9, while Carl Hogg returned figures of 7 overs, 3 maidens, 4 for 11. The pitch was largely blameless as Essex's batsmen dismissed a succession of straight balls or played the occasional loose stroke. Indeed, Chappell and Hogg had both passed 50 in the morning as Lancashire took their first innings to 398. Rain again washed out much of the action on the final day at Grace Road. Leicestershire escaped with a draw and on 238 for 6, flight Northamptonshire's massive 567 for 7 declared. Aussie batsman Joe Burns fell early on in the day for 77, but stand-in captain Matthew Boyce and Michael Thornley shared 77 for the fifth wicket. A pair of forfeitures at Southampton saw Gloucestershire's win over promotion hopefuls Hampshire. Gloucestershire were allowed to progress to 410 for 9 prior to declaring their first innings, but Hampshire could manage only 212 in reply. They lost skipper Jimmy Adams in Will Gibbons' opening over, for Liam Dawson and Michael Carberry gave them hope for the second wicket partnership of 63. However, James Fuller and Gibbons finished with 7 wickets between them to help cause a middle-order collapse of 5 for 29. Despite contributions from Adam Wheater, Sahel Tanvir and Dimitri Mascarenhas, Hampshire ended up the vanquished side by 198 runs. Kent closed day 3 at Canterbury on 254 for 4 in their second innings, to being asked to follow on by Glamorgan. The home side, resuming on 73 for 4 in their first innings, were bowled out at 135. However, they fared much better second time around and closed 11 runs ahead. Openers Sam Northeast and Rob Key added 75, while Key went on to share a further 95 with Brendan Nash, before being trapped leg before to Dean Koska for 85. In Division 1, Yorkshire up at victory over Middlesex to move to the top of the table. Remarkably, the 10-wicket win was their first at Lord's since 1987. Adil Rashid continues his cricketing renaissance, taking 5 for 78 to go with his earlier 72 with the bat, as Middlesex were all out for 219 in their second innings. Their last 6 wickets could add only 76 runs, leaving Yorkshire's openers needing just 5 for victory. Durham are second in the table after holding their nerve at Chesterley Street. They reduced Warwickshire to 146 for 7, their pursuit to 257, but the visitors fought back through Atik Jarvid and Jean Patel. Patel hit his second 50 of the match, and shared 86 with Jarvid for the 8th wicket. However, Graham Onions removed both, and with 5 for 83, as the defending champions fell agonisingly short and were all out for 245. Durham's last wicket pair of Michael Richardson and Chris Rushworth had early added a crucial 42, as the hosts were all out for 198 in their second innings. Surrey went past Sussex's 295 on the third day at Arundel. They reached stumps on 362 for 6, thanks to a century from skipper Vikram Solanke. Solanke added 177 with Xander De Bruyne for the fourth wicket before being caught off Monty Panesar. De Bruyne, though, remained and ended on 99 not out. Michael Lum hit an unbeaten century as Nottinghamshire closed the third down 204 for 3 in reply to Derbyshire's 391. The visitors' last wicket pair of Mark Turner and Mark Footy had added 54 earlier to help haul them up to that total, but the day belonged to Lum. He came to the crease with a score on 19 and scored the lion's share of the runs in the second wicket stand of 121 with James Taylor to end on 115 not out. And rain in Truro meant that Somerset were able to take only a point from their Yorkshire Bank 40 Group C fixture against the Unicorns. Chasing a revised target of 206 from 32 overs, they reached 22 for none after 2 overs when the rain arrived and the match was abandoned. The Unicorns had earlier been held to 231 for 8 from 40 overs as Craig Meshader took 4 for 43. Tom Lancefield and former Derbyshire opener Matt Lineker got the Unicorns off to a good start with a stand of 76, but the remainder of the batsmen were unable to properly support Lancefield, who was fourth man out of 80 of 88 balls.